Blind Geek Zone podcast number 22 for February 11th, 2008. Hey, this is Rick, and I'm back with another Blind Geek Zone podcast. Got quite a few little things to talk about this time. First of all, the Blind Geek Zone mailing list is going to go through some changes. I'm currently testing a Yahoo Groups mailing list that I've just created here last month. Just got set up, and we just started testing it yesterday. So hopefully by early March, we'll have the free lists, Blind Geek Zone mailing list, closed, and we'll be over on the Yahoo Groups Blind Geek Zone mailing list. I've had quite a few problems lately with free lists. First of all, their archive system isn't very flexible. Doesn't have any restrictions on it as to who can see it. The editing capabilities for removing bad posts out of it are very bad. They never have been great, but they've been getting worse and worse as time goes by. You used to be able to delete posts pretty much whenever you wanted. Then at some point they reduced it to just that current month. And the last time I needed to delete some posts out of the archive, the system said they were queued for deletion, but they never got deleted. Other things that have been a problem with the free list is this: its management system is kind of awkward in ways. Not that Yahoo's isn't either, but I find the Yahoo Groups management system easier to deal with than the free lists. And also, I've been having a lot of problems lately as far as having to approve messages from people that it says aren't members, which clearly are. And just other things like that that have kind of just turned me off from free lists here as of late. I've been running a couple of other lists with another person. One of them is a Yahoo Groups list. It's Blind Vista. And we've been running that for quite a few months now. We moved it over from Google Groups, and we had all kinds of trouble with Google Groups, messages getting bounced, people not getting messages. Just, again, wasn't a good experience. But we've been running the list on Yahoo Groups for quite a few months now, and everything has run real well, so that kind of weighed heavy in my decision to move the Blind Geek Zone mailing list over to the Yahoo Groups as well. I know how to run the system there well enough, and I was pleased with the number of bounces and things like that. You know, seemed to be at a minimum. You're going to have bounces and rejected emails and stuff any mailing list you go on, you know, just due to the fact that the ISPs really just, you know, have gone crazy about blocking things as spam anymore. So, we're going to be testing that for the next week or so, and I'll give more details about that as soon as we're ready to switch over for real. But through the rest of the month, you know, we're going to be testing moving people over. So once we're done, I'll give out the actual subscription information for that. And if you want to know earlier, then just contact me via email, and I'll be happy to give you the information for that. Okay, another website-related thing is last month I began using two new domains for Blind Geek Zone. As you know, the official domain for Blind Geek Zone is http://www.blind-geek-zone.net. What I've done to try and help get more people to the website, I've noticed on mailing lists when people give the email address out, or not the email address out, but the website address out, they tend to do something like www.blindgeekzone.com. And, that's not the right address, and, it's understandable. That's probably what most people would think. So, what I've done is I've purchased two new domains for the Blind Geek Zone. The first one is http://www.blindgeekzone.net. That's with no dashes in it, just blindgeekzone.net. The second is http://www.blindgeekzone.com. And again, no dashes, just blindgeekzone.com. And hopefully that will help more people to be able to get to the website in case, somebody's giving them an email address, or not an email address, I don't know why I keep saying that, a website address that was wrong. And for some of you, it may just be easier to remember www.blindgeekzone.com or www.blindgeekzone.net. And the official website address will still remain the www.blind-geek-zone.net, but you can also use those other website addresses as well. Okay, next, a couple little tidbits I've seen over the last couple of weeks that I'd pass along. First of which is that Serotec announced last week that they were going to allow people to use SA2Go for free. Now, as many of you know, and some of you may not know, SA2Go is Serotec's web-based implementation of system access. You simply can use it from any computer that has, internet capabilities by going to www.satogo.com. That's www.satogo.com. And you'll be prompted with some prompts after a few seconds. First one will tell you to press enter. The next two will tell you to press Alt R. And then after several more seconds, a login prompt will come up. If you currently have an account for system access, maybe set up a demo account and use that for a while, you can now use that with SA2Go, and it will allow you to save your settings and stuff still. Or if you don't have an account and you just want to use SA2Go, you're free to do that as well without signing in. Basically, the difference is you won't be able to save any of your settings that where you make changes in how it speaks and things like that. But this is really great. Mike Calvo, I guess, has decided to release at least this portion, for more people to have screen reader access regardless of where they're at. And I commend Mike for this. I think it's a very good thing to do, and hopefully it'll help a lot of people, especially in other countries that don't have any means of getting hold of a screen reader, but maybe they have internet access at a cafe or a library or something, and we'll have a way to make use of computers. So that's really great, and I just wanted to pass that along. Next, WindowEyes 7.0 has been announced at the ATIA conference that was held at the end of January. That's the Assistive Technology Conference that's held every year in Orlando, Florida. GW Micro gave a presentation talking about some of the new abilities in WindowEyes 7.0, the biggest of which will be the ability for WindowEyes to now do scripting. And this will be really great because there are some programs that WindowEyes can't access very well with just its set files. And this will give everybody the capability to get better access to different programs that are not as accessible to WindowEyes as some may be to, say, JAWS. So this will be really interesting. One of the things that was really nice about this, say, over the way JAWS does their scripting. JAWS, you're limited to their scripting language. On WindowEyes, however, they've opened this up a lot. Any programming or scripting language that supports COM object automation, which I don't know the exact details of what that means. Not up on some of the newer types of programming on Windows, unfortunately, but any type of script or programming language that does this can be used with WindowEyes to do scripting. Things like VBScript, Perl, Python, programming languages like C++, Visual Basic, J Sharp, things like that. So you're really, really open, whatever you know how to program in, pretty much, you're going to be able to do scripting for WindowEyes. There are some information coming out from the GW Micro site. GW, what's that? www.gwmicro.com, I believe, /scripting, and you can get some information there. Most of everything that they're going to show will be in VBScript, since VBScript comes on every computer basically, and nothing additional will be needed to do the scripting. So this should be really interesting. I was listening to Main Menu last week. Jeff Bishop demonstrated some WindowEyes 7 beta scripts for Winamp that really were neat, really allowed you to do a lot of things that you can't necessarily do in the JAWS version of the scripts. So that little peek was really interesting, and that sounds really, really interesting to WindowEyes users to get WindowEyes into to more programs that couldn't necessarily use as of version 6.1. Okay, I don't have a whole lot else to talk about on this particular podcast. I did want to let you know that right now I'm recording this podcast on the Victor Stream using its audio note taking abilities, and we'll see how that comes out. I'm using the my Plantronics Audio 350 headset to do this. The Victor is capable of recording mono. Does an excellent job so far from what I've seen, either using its internal mic. I used the internal mic last week to record a meeting in a very large room, probably a 30 by 30 room, and the recording came out very clear. I was really pleasantly surprised just using its internal microphone. You can also plug external mics to it. And I've tried quite a few of the mics I have here, and they've all worked really well. The one hitch, I guess, is that it is mono, but still, for things like this where you're just speaking, It's probably not a problem. And I just wanted to try it out, see how it worked. Let you guys hear what the recording capabilities of the Victor are like. Not sure exactly how I'm going to transfer this up. The recordings are in its own proprietary format, but there is companion software that allows me to transfer it to a WAV file, so I'm going to try that first. If I have any problems with that, and I don't think I will, then I'll just have to hook it up through the audio jack and run it in on my line and record it, but shouldn't have to do that. Other than that, not a whole lot is going on here. Currently, I'm temporarily laid off from my job at the local blind center. Center's been running into some problems and it's low on money right now, so kind of in dire straits, I guess, at this point. But hopefully, in a couple of months, if some more money's come in to the center, I will be able to start working again. So, in the meantime, I'll work on things here with my home business and continue to update the website. I haven't updated the website lately, but I did on Saturday. I placed some new files up in the audio section and in the programs section. Jitendra, who has been taking over, I guess, for Jim Grimsby on working with the Goldwave scripts, has produced version 1.57 of the Goldwave scripts for Goldwave version 5.22 and higher. The program is in the program section. And Jitendra also was kind enough to do an audio review of the scripts and the different things that they support. And that is up in the audio section of the website for anyone to listen to. Also, put a couple of other recordings. I'm trying to get more recordings as well from other people. And as I've said before, please, anybody that's interested in producing recordings for the Blind Geek Zone, please feel free to contact me to submit them. I'd like to have other people's content here as well. Basically anything that has to do with demonstrations of blindness related devices, or just regular computer programs, different gadgets, phones, things like that. Pretty much anything, that is currently up on the website, things like that. Another demonstration I put up from Mark Vincent, which some of you may have already seen over on Blind Cool Tech. He had submitted it to me as well. It's for the UltraCane. And that's a very interesting demonstration that you can listen to as well over on the Blind Geek Zone up in the audio section. Alan Paganelli, which you might remember when I first did the website, donated some MIDI Christmas files that I had on the site at Christmas of 2006 that a lot of people had downloaded. He contacted me the other day and he had a very interesting file that he had recorded. It was about 30 years ago, so it's it was on audio tape, but he's transferred it over to digital now, and he sent me the MP3 file. And it's very, very interesting. It's called Really Flying Blind. And apparently 30 years ago, Alan was taking some flight lessons and stuff at a small airport near him, and he was actually quite blind at the time. And it's a really, really interesting recording. It basically goes through getting the plane started, all your checkouts, taking off, flying around, doing various things. Coming back and landing, shutting everything down. It's a very, very interesting recording, and it basically just shows you that, a blind person can do anything they set their mind to doing, and that's one of the big reasons that I put the file up on the website, is that it is a very, hopefully, inspirational file to a lot of people, and I hope you all listen to it. Okay, finally, Petro. I can never remember his last name right, so I don't want to mess it up. But a lot of you know Petro, simply Petro. He's done podcasts on BCT in the past. He also does a lot of stuff with Replay AV, which is a recorder that can record different things off the internet, television shows from television cards, things like that. He has generously donated for me to host all of his replay files, and they are now on the website. You can access them from the main website page. You can press your H key for headings until you hear Petro's replay files, I believe it says. But there's a link there that will take you to a couple folders. For the moment, it's just links to the files. There's no real descriptions or anything, so it's not real pretty right now. Hopefully, as time goes by, I'll get those tidied up. But I just wanted to get them out there for now for everybody, that wants to use Replay AV. And these tutorials are very well done, and hopefully, they will help a lot of people out. So again, Petro, I wanted to thank you for letting me host the files on the website. And again, anybody that wants to submit anything like this up to the site, please contact me and feel free to do so. The more files we have up on the site, the more things from other people than just besides myself will continue to help the website grow, continue to get more people, visiting the website, and it'll be good for everybody. So that's all I wanted to say about that, but I guess this will wrap this podcast up. And hopefully, we'll get another one done soon. I hope you've enjoyed this, and I'll talk to you later. Here's my contact information. My website is the Blind Geek Zone. The address is www.blind-geek-zone.net. My Skype ID is rharmon928. That's RHARMON 928. My MSN contact information is rharmon928@hotmail.com. My email address is rharmon, that's RHARMON, at blind-geek-zone.net. If you have any questions or comments on any of the audio recordings I've done, any of the podcasts, tutorials, or demos, please feel free to contact me. If you're in need of training or technical support or website development assistance, please feel free to contact me. If you have any other comments or suggestions, please feel free to contact me.